was only present during the second time. There was an interaction. She was not present the first time. And a lot of these things, these conversations, and these huge he said, she said, or she said, was between the mother. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, really, I really wanted to hear from her, because it was her, about the medications and that. So I don't know if we decide to move to informal, if there's any way possible that we can express to the complainant that we'd very much like to hear from the mother, if possible. Because she was the one in the conversations that first time. The other thing about the, I agree totally. How did it get to this level? At first you go, animal abuse, let's do something about it. And then you find out that the Dove Mountain, the second, didn't find any of it, anything near rising to the level of abuse or neglect. So I have a hard time with that.
Well, and if you
in the shower,
I've had a Yorkie, yeah. And I will tell you, if you don't think that they have dental disease, long nails and matting, that was the crux of it.
In the shower report, yes, they shower report, but it doesn't mean that there can't be a board violation either, right? That's not what that is for. And then also, shower report doesn't mean you shall retain the animal, and that you know. Like, yeah. You have 48 hours, like, you don't have to create this big, huge,
just
emotional, traumatic, situation that went down somehow here, whether it, whoever side of it you want to read, because both descriptions, the veterinarian and the complainants, were very, very emotional and very dramatic. I mean, this was not peaceful. I don't care what side of the coin you're on. So this was just shouldn't have gone that way. So R311-5011, I mean, something happened, right? Yeah. But I don't know. I definitely have. I would like to be able to ask more questions. And, you know, I guess everybody can decide if they want to participate or not. But
Yeah, it's up to them. Yeah. But that would really be helpful. Because this part of the absolutely saying, I'm not giving this dog any more medicine. Why would you say that? Why would you even take the dog in? If that was your position, why would you be there at all? And so I was like, this is not making sense.
Well, and I can see where owners would say, I'm not giving the dog medication because it's not working.
Right.
But I've given it before and it didn't help,
exactly.
Right? Like, I could have been a lot of context in how that was said. And
if I made a report on every dog that came in with long nails, mats, dental disease, it'd be about a third.
Well, I mean, how many times have you sedated and cut out a nail that was growing into the pad?
Absolutely.
Did you report any of those?
And then,
like,
always.
I mean, so I don't know, it just didn't quite sit well from that.
Sure.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. I don't know, we didn't vote on that, did we?
Motion and a second to
move to
Sorry, I'm going to all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, it's 9:30, so we're going to go ahead and move to section 4, number 1. I am recused, but they have to get Dr. Wright on the phone, and I believe